Welcome to Terra Kadamba. The word T-E-R, Terra, means to call or to shout out, to call out. Terra means, you said to call out. Hey, calling the cows. Hey, cows, cows. It means Terra means to call. Kadamba means there's a special tree. The two favorite trees in Vrindavan are Tamal tree and Kadamba tree. This place, Terra Kadamba, is very sweet. All these Kali Kunjas and beautiful trees all bent in different shapes out of ecstasy, witnessing the beautiful pastimes that go on here between Radha and Krishna. It's a very unique place because it is a place of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, but also a place of Krishna's pastimes with the coward boys, with Krishna and Balaram. That's why you see pictures of Krishna and Balaram and deities of Krishna and Balaram. So they're emphasizing. And mainly you can say it's a place of Krishna and the coward boys, but also it's a significant place because this is the bypass. This is how Radharani lives in Yavat, which we're going to this afternoon. That's in that direction. And she walks through the fields and comes right through Terra Kadamba to go to Nandagram. So you can imagine Krishna is often here in Terra Kadamba, and Radharani is also coming through Terra Kadamba. And then different pastimes happen here at that meeting place. So that was, of course, 5,000 years ago. This was like, you can say, a collecting area. Krishna would collect all of his cows after wandering here and there in the forest. He would come here and collect all the cows. And it's described that Krishna had different groups of cows that were grouped according to the color. They had different colors. Some were whitish color, some were chandan color, light brown, some were reddish color, some were blackish, like this, different color cows. He would collect them all, and each group of cows had one cow that was the group leader of all the black cows. So he would call Shamali. He would call out to Shamali, Shamali! And then all the black cows would come, and Shamali would be leading the way, and then she would come right up to Krishna and put her nose up like this, like that guy's doing it. And then put her nose up... Put her nose up, and then Krishna would tap, say, okay, Shamali, tomp, give like a little love tap on her nose. I mean, as far as cows go, they like it. So hit her on the nose, and then he would say, Chandani, Chandani. And Chandani means chandan, means brown color, the sandalwood color. So she and all of her sandalwood girlfriends, colored cows, They would all come behind her, and she would put her nose up, and Krishna would say, Chandani, Shamali. And then the reddish brown cows, the leader of those is Aruni. So then Krishna would say, Aruni, Aruni. And she would come up, and Krishna would tap her on the nose. So in this way, all the different cows would come up. The black ones, of course, is Kalindi. Kalindi is a black one, touch her on the nose. So all the leaders of the cows would surround Krishna with their noses in the air, not out of pride. They're not proud cows, but they just want to they want to show Krishna, yes, we're here. It's like when we go to school, the teacher says, Slava, and you say, here, and you put your hand up. So then the cows, they do the same thing. Krishna says, you know, Kalindi, and she says, here, and puts her nose up like this. Then Krishna, like this. But Krishna, after taking inventory, or taking count of all the cows, then he would see some were missing. So then Krishna would climb the Kadamba tree, and those trees are out there. There's some mandala there, and some of the babies, descendants of those trees, because they're great-great-grandfather trees, and they went back to Krishna. When Krishna left, and they flew out of here too. So then they left a few babies to carry on the parampara. So these Kadamba trees are there. And so Krishna would climb this Kadamba tree and sit on a branch. Kadamba trees are very nice for climbing because the branches go like this. The branches, they don't go like this. They go straight. There's the trunk, and the branches go very much straight. So you can climb, and it's easy to sit on a branch. They're good for making julan. Krishna has his julan fixed on Kadamba trees, and they also can sit there. So he'd sit there, and he'd play his venu, his short flute, venu, very high. And in that venu, he would call the name of the cow. If Shamali was missing, where is she? And like this, play the flute. Then he would send Shamali's name in the venu. Venu is a small flute, 6 inches long. Small. And then that sound would carry long and far. And then Shyamali would hear that sound. Then she would come running. You know, like you ever see cows running when they're excited? And both legs are joined. The tails go up in the air like this, like a big flag. Like, I'm coming. It's like a victory flag. The cows, I'm coming. Tails like hanging like this and chomp, chomp, chomp. Can you imagine if you were Krishna's cow and Krishna called you called your name with his flute and summoning you to come in front of him? So and you want to get that tap on the nose also. Just imagine you're this cow. You're in love with Krishna. You're a Krishna cow that loves Krishna. And Krishna loves you also. So lovers like to come together. And so the cows, they would run so excited. Oh, he's calling me. Oh, actually, I got a little lost over here eating all this green grass. Because I want to make lots of milk for Krishna so that he gets a nice burfi tomorrow morning. So I'm eating all this rich grass. I know I'm a little late, and the other cows already went ahead of me, but I have to nibble some more grass to make that really rich, thick, creamy milk to make that luscious, sweet burfi. So then when Priyaji and the Sakis would come from Yavat, they would walk on the way in the morning. This is Pratakkal, from 6 a.m. in the morning until 8:26 in the morning, like sunrise time. Priyaji and all the Sakis would walk over here to go to Priyatam's house, to Krishna's house, Nandalal. And when they got nearby here, Tirukadamba, the road goes into like a fork, right? There's two ways to go. You can go the left path or the right path. So when they were walking there, then they got to that fork in the road, that split in the road, and then the Lita stopped. Oh, wait, Saki. Suno. This Shamsundar, he's over there with all the coward boys, and they're milking the cows here at Tirukadamba. And you know how he's unpredictable, he's very mischievous, he's naughty. And Radharani, although Lalita Sakhi warned her, she said, "We don't have to be afraid of him. We walk here every day. Because if we take the left fork, it's a little bit longer. And you're a left-wing gopi. You're Bamya Prakar. You always want to go left side. But that's a little bit longer. We go the right fork. It's shorter. And what you're here with me. Vishaka's here. Rupa Manjri's here. Rati Manjri. What can he do? He's one little salt, tiny boy. He has no power. You remember. He only lifted Govardhan Hill because we empowered him." So Lalita Sakhi said, all right, your wish is my command. We'll take the right path, but let me tell you something. If something happens, remember, I've warned you." So Radharani just did one of these, yeah, sure, okay, let's go. And then she started walking. And then Krishna was very busy. All the coward boys are milking the cows early in the morning, 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, milking the cows. Sun is coming up over the eastern horizon. And then when Radharani got near Krishna where he was standing, she just glanced at Krishna. And Krishna said, "Oh, Radhika, there's something very special about the cow. Do you know? Did you know this special thing about the cow? I want to show you." So then Krishna said, "Radharani, here, I'm here by the cow, milking the cow. You just squat down right next to me. I want to show you something." So the Gomata is there, and then Krishna's on the side milking the cow, and all the Sakis are surrounding Krishna and Radharani and all around like this. And Radharani bends down. And then Krishna says, "You see, did you know, Radhika, that underneath the stan, the udder, we call udder, the stan of the cow, at the very tip where the milk comes out, there's a design under there. It's shaped just like the petals of a lotus flower. It's like a lotus flower at the end there." So then, and Krishna said, "Please bend down. I'll show you this design, this lotus flower design." So Radharani says, "Yeah, I've never seen that. I never heard about it. This is something amazing. You're Nanda Baba. Your father has such amazing cows." And Krishna says, yes, look." So Radharani bends down to look on the bottom of the cow's udder. Then faster than the speed of a bullet, Krishna took the udder of the cow and went, and everybody laughed. Radharani ki jai. So then when Radharani turned around with all milk dripping down her face, Lalita Sakhi said, "I told you." So. And then Rupa Manjari came and took her uttariya, her top, her veil, and then washed Radharani's face and cleaned her face. A few days later, Radharani was again coming to cook Krishna's breakfast in Nandagaon, and again she walked through Tarakadama with all her sakis. Lalita Sakhi told Radhika, she said, "Listen, remember what happened a few days ago? We went your way. We went on the right-hand path, and we met that rascal, and you got milk all over your face. So now I'm not going to listen to you anymore. You're going to listen to me. We're going to take the left at the fork in the road. We're taking the left side. We're going that way to Nandagaon, to Nana Baba's house, and cook Krishna's breakfast. We're not going to go anywhere near that guy." So Radharani was thinking, "Oh, this is very bad. This is very, very bad. If we go on this left fork, then we go way around like this, and I won't even have the chance to have Krishna's darshan." So Radharani's thinking, this is not good. This is not very good at all. So she was thinking, "Oh, I have to think of something fast. Then we're going to have to go in left fork very soon." And so then she gets an idea. Ah. And right when they're about to take the left fork, Radharani puts her finger like this on her pearl necklace. She has this beautiful pearl necklace. She yanks it, as they would say. She gives it a pull. Tong! And when she does that, all the pearls fall off the necklace. And they go, tong, 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 and they start falling all over the ground. So then Radharani says, "Oh, Lalita-ju, look, oh, my necklace broke." And she says, "Oh, help me, help me, help me." So when Krishna was over here, Tarakadamba, he didn't hear all these things. He didn't hear my necklace broke. He just heard, "Help me, help me." So then Radharani bent down. "Oh, Sakhis, this is a very..." So then all the Sakhis and Radharani, they started bending down, picking up the pearls that broke off Radharani's necklace by coincidence. And then Krishna heard, "Help, help." So he ran, he left the cows, he ran over to where Radharani was standing on the road, picking up the pearls. And he said, "Oh, what happened?" So then he started picking up pearls. "Here's your pearls." He'd pick up a pearl and then say, "Here's your pearl." So in this way, Radharani fulfilled her heart's desire to have darshan with her beloved. And with this particular arrangement, Lalita Sakhi couldn't blame her or couldn't say what happened. They just said, "Oh, it must be just some coincidence, or suddenly her necklace just broke. It happens sometimes." So this is the point we can think that if we have a sincere desire to meet Krishna, our desire is so strong to meet Krishna, that whatever is binding us, whatever is tying us down, or whatever is surrounding us, will be immediately broken by the intensity of our desire to meet Krishna. And all those bindings and all those impediments that are binding us will be scattered all around the floor, all around the earth, and then Krishna will come and give us the darshan. One other day, Krishna was, this in Tarakadamba, this is the cows and this and that, they were... Krishna was milking the cows, and then Radharani came, and then she was going on the left path, the long way around. So just as Radharani has an intense desire to see Krishna every day and to meet with him, Krishna has a more intense desire to see Radharani and to meet with her. This is the karshan, Krishna karshan. This is the mutual attraction between the Lord and his pure devotee. The pure devotee wants nothing more than to meet with Krishna or to see Krishna and serve him. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he wants nothing more than to meet his pure devotee and to serve his pure devotee. So Radharani, she saw one day that Lalita was going to frustrate her attempt to meet Krishna in the morning, so she deliberately broke her pearl necklace to enable her to meet with Krishna. Now on this particular day, Krishna saw that Radharani was walking... He was milking the cows, and he saw Radharani was walking away on the distant path and getting further and further away from him. And he was thinking, "Oh, this is very bad. I'm so much anxious and eager to meet my Radhika. And now Lalita, they're all going the other way. And this morning I won't have an opportunity to have Mangalartik. I won't have an opportunity to see Radharani." You know, Lalita coerced her. They went to the left, and Krishna said, "Oh, Radharani's getting further and further away, and this is really terrible. I'm so much anxious to meet my devotee, so much eager to meet my devotee. I have to do something fast." So, Krishna's very intelligent. So there was one calf there, tied up, in front of the mother where he was milking the calf. So Krishna untied the calf, then he went behind the calf and he took the tail of the calf and went, dong! So when Krishna pulled the tail of the calf went, ooh! And then started running this, it's running this way, and went this way, and went right towards the left side path. And Krishna's running after, oh, my calf, my calf, my calf. And the calf's going this way, and all the Lalita Sakhi and the gopis, oh, watch out, watch out. And the calf was jumping, and like they do like this, you know, and going this way, like this. And everyone's like a wild calf, and the gopis are running, the little, you know, little shy type. They're running here, there, around, oh, and then the calf's going here, there, and everywhere. All of a sudden, the calf ran up, really fast, ran up to one gopi. And who was that gopi? Just by coincidence, that calf went, and then right behind the calf was Krishna. And this way, he fulfilled his desire to have darshan and meet with Radharani. So there's so many other beautiful leelas here, but we want to see also Nanda Maharaj's darshan before it's too late. So Rupa Goswami, he came here about 500 years ago, and he chose this as his place of bhajan. So of course, there was no buildings and all that, what you see here. It was just hundreds and thousands of kadamba trees and so many madhavi latas and malati latas and so many beautiful juhi and mogra and bela and so many beautiful flowers, chameli, growing everywhere. And there was a beautiful lake here filled with crystal clear water and blue lotuses and yellow lotuses swaying in the breeze. Very beautiful place 500 years ago. And very, very near his brother. His brother was staying in Nandagram, in Pavan Sarovara, Sanatan Goswami, and his kuti, Bhajan Kuti. So then Rupa stayed here, and this is where he was writing Nectar of Devotion and all these things. So oftentimes Sanatan Goswami would come here and meet with Rupa Goswami, and they would discuss the different writings of one another and share Harikata. So Rupa Goswami was thinking, I'm a Madhukari Bhava. I'm only going here and there to Nandagaon, to different Brahmins' houses, and begging some Madhukari, some roti, some buttermilk, whatever. And it's my heart's desire that my older brother is coming here. It'd be very nice if I could offer him some kheer, some sweet rice. But all I have is a roti. How can I turn a roti into a bowl of sweet rice? So one day, one afternoon, Rupa Goswami was very quietly, sitting here very quietly, doing his bhajan, chanting, meditating, Krishna's pastimes. And one beautiful Nanda, well, maybe from Nandagram or Barsana, one beautiful girl, young Chori, Braj Chori, Kishori Gopi, very beautiful girl, she came by. She said, Baba, 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 Lao, Lao, Dude, Dude, Lao. Say, I have some dude. I mean, my mother sent some milk for you, and here's some milk for you. So this beautiful Braj Gopi, Braj teenage girl, she gave milk to Rupa Goswami and some sugar and some rice, and then she said, "Baba, my mother, she lives here, and she said that she knew your very skinny old Baba." And she thought, oh, you know, you should have some ingredients and make some kheer for your Giri Govardhan. So she sent these ingredients. So you take these and we'll be very, you just give us some blessings and we'll be happy to go. So then she left. So Rupa Goswami he prepared very wonderful sweet rice and offered to his Giri Govardhan. Sanatan Goswami came that day for Harikatha, and afterwards Rupa Goswami served him the sweet rice. Sanatan Goswami fell unconscious in ecstasy. So Rupa Goswami started chanting Hare Krishna in his ear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rupa! 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 Who's made this kheer? Rupa! It's unbelievable. My hair is standing on end. Tears are falling from my eyes like the Ganga and Yamuna combined. My heart is palpitating like an earthquake. I'm reeling in ecstasy. Rupa, who's made this sweet rice? I did. And then Sanatana Goswami said, how is it? How is it possible? You are Madhukari Baba. How you got this milk and this chaval and this every? How you got this? And this taste is extraordinary. The taste of the sweet rice is ras. This is rasaswad. This is prem ras. This is mahabhav. So then Rupa Goswami said, well, so one girl came this morning, one lolly came from Barsana Nandagram, I don't know, some lolly, and she said, her mother said, sent this for me, so I thought this is Krishna's mercy that I got these things, so I made this sweet rice for you. Rupa, that explains everything. That lolly, that was not any lolly, and not some gown lolly, not some girl of the village. That was Bishabano Nandini. Barsani Wali Radhe Shiradha Radhe Radhe. Barsani Wali Radhe Shiradha. Rupa, how can we... She herself has made the sweet rice. All her bhav, all her love, everything is there. Patram pushpam phalam tayam yo me bhakti prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatvana. Bhakti, all of Radharani's bhakti, prema bhakti, mahabhav was in that sweet rice. And just one bite, we go into ecstasy. Radharani herself has come. How could we take service from Radharani? She is our Swamini. She is our everything. Our pran, our dhan, our life, our wealth. You took service from her. She came all the way from Barsana, but all this rice, everything. Oh, this is terrible. We should only think how to serve, how to serve, how to serve. Save her, save her, save her. We should never want anything for ourselves. This is terrible. Oh, Rupa. Shri Rupa Goswami Padaki Jai. Shri Sanatan Goswami Padaki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.